Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this beautiful Thursday. So we're gonna keep talking about the down ballot races. I just spent the last half hour sort of plussing up on why the down ballot is equally as important as what we're seeing in the presidential ticket. Presidential gets all the airtime, it gets all the oxygen, but the truth of the matter is, if we don't win the down ballot races, all the way down to the local level, then we are just setting ourselves up for more difficulty than is necessary. Well, one of the only races, I think, that in the congressional seats in Alabama that has not been on this show is Congressional District 7. And just recently, I had an opportunity to meet someone who works in the campaign for our next guest. So our next guest is Dr. Robin Leidecker. Dr. Leidecker is a longtime career educator. She's got degrees from Winthrop College, Montevallo, her doctorate from Samford University. She was a teacher, a principal in Mobile and Hoover City Schools. But she's also been out in the private sector. I mean, she's worked as a COO for a company out of Fairhope. She currently serves as a claims adjuster for an insurance company. I mean, she knows the private sector and the world of public education, and she is running for Congress right now in Congressional District 7 as a Republican against longtime Democrat incumbent Terry Sewell. And I'm telling you right now, that's a key race. We have got to flip every seat. Why not go there, too? And let's bring her on. Dr. Leidecker, how you doing?
Oh, thank you. Just call me Robin, though. I'm doing great. Of course, we're running hard the last few days.
Yeah, I'm sure. You get to sleep next Wednesday, right?
I don't know about that.
Well,
I hope not. I hope we're getting ready to go to Washington next Wednesday.
Well, I hope so, too. That would be huge. And I know that you've got a huge district. People don't realize Congressional District 7 spans a lot of ground. In fact, I was in Tuscaloosa speaking to the local Republican Party when I realized, I don't think I'd even clued in how much of Tuscaloosa County is actually in your congressional district. So tell the audience, if you don't mind, where is your congressional district so they'll know the lay of the land?
Okay. And if I don't go in a certain order, I miss one. It's Pickens, Green, Sumter, Hale, Lowndes, part of Tuscaloosa County, part of Jefferson County, Perry, Dallas, Wilcox, Marengo, part of Clark County, and Choctaw County.
Wow. That's a lot of ground.
13 counties.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I thought that...
And I've been all over it many, many times.
I bet you have. I bet you found places in that district you didn't know existed.
I did. And when we have time, I do want to talk about the district itself. If it's okay, if I go ahead and start,
I call it the
forgotten district. It's the only district in the state of Alabama that's currently under a Democrat. And I kind of like to compare it to, you know, how we talk about San Francisco and Chicago and some of these cities that are just falling apart because they're under Democratic mayors and governors. Well, District 7 has got the most wonderful, beautiful people in it that have been there for generations, yet there are areas that are literally falling apart.
Yeah.
And Terry Sewell has given it no attention. I mean, she does a real good job. Like right now, she is throwing our taxpayer dollars around. I don't know if you've noticed, a million here, a million there in grants. But she has really left her people out in District 7. And there are three things that I'd like to talk about. One, I got into this because of education. I was a former Alabama State Teacher of the Year, so I've been on more committees and been to more places than I care to talk about. But if you look at District 7, the schools that are failing the most in the state of Alabama all have, are in District 7, and they all have one thing in common. They take the most federal money.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at what's the purpose of federal money, it was originally put in place to help equalize things between the Choctaw counties and the Mountain Brook City Schools. But what it's done instead is it has put our schools under federal control.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is you're taking that money, so with that money comes mandates. And that means that the teachers can only use certain books. They have to use a certain language. They have to go in a certain order. And you don't have the autonomy as an educator to say, I need that book over there with this child in order for him to learn to read. So I want to do what's called reverse spending. I don't want that money to go away because that's not that. I always love how they act like at the federal level, that's their money. That's not their money. That's our money. And I want that money to start in the local schools and local school systems so those instructional decisions can be made by parents and teachers. Now, I'm saying that first because the economy over in District 7, the unemployment rate and everything is the highest in the state. There are two things that can really move an area. One is education, and the second thing is health care. And right now, they are having, it's like a disaster over there. I mean, they've got hospitals closing. They're expecting 24 to shut down in the Black Belt in the next 2 or 3 years. Thomasville Hospital recently closed. An example I use a lot that just is heartbreaking was last Christmas, there were two little boys in Pickens County that sat and watched their daddy die because it took 45 minutes for an ambulance to get there from Tuscaloosa. They lost their hospital years ago. And then last week, they lost one of the two ambulances that they have. Grove Hill recently lost their critical care unit. They have maternity wards shutting down where women, when they go into labor, they're having to drive all the way over to Montgomery. I mean, it is a really, really bad situation
there. And Robin, let me jump in before we run out of time and just ask you. I mean, you are talking about the forgotten district. I mean, it's a crying shame because there's some not only beautiful people, but there's some beautiful land. I mean, it's an area that's rich in potential. And it's always been sort of marginalized in terms of its ability to exceed that or to reach that potential. What is it that got you to run for Congress? Let me just ask that flat out. What got you to look at this and go, I am tired of this. It's time for me to run. What prompted it?
Well, I have lived in District 7 for over 30 years. And I'm just sick and tired of not having any representation. And then, like I said, the more I've traveled, originally it was for education because I know our kids are just as smart as anyone else's. But then the more I traveled, I see these sewage issues, people that still have straight line piping, the mountains of trash coming from 32 other states. You know, I'm sorry, I appreciate the time you're giving me, but I could go on and on and on. And I know as a congresswoman, I haven't mentioned world peace. You know, I haven't mentioned the national issues. But, you know, these people get up in the morning and the first thing they think about is, how am I going to feed myself? So, you know, that's why I spend a lot of time talking about the issues within the district.
No, I think that's the way to go. I mean, they say all politics is local, and in reality, it still is. And while there may be things that happen on the national level that some people have the luxury of looking at and sort of, you know, engaging in, truth be told, if you're not secure in where you live and if you don't have the things you need for your day-to-day, then that winds up being, that's your kitchen table politics right there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And you know, and the garbage issue that President Trump, you know, they called us all garbage. Well, I got a big mountain of garbage they can go look at that one Democrat has caused to be there. So, you know, the people, I feel good because, like the other, last week I had three or four calls from Marion, Alabama, just people I had met. There were areas of that town that went without water for 5 days.
Right, right.
Those people are having to buy every bit of water on a daily basis that they drink and that they cook with. And then not to have it at all for 5 days, I mean, it's to me like Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
But nobody knows about it because they don't have a voice.
It's third world. I mean, it literally is unfortunately true that, and I've heard before that Terry Sewell likes to focus on her Jefferson County portion and that the rest of the district doesn't usually see her. And I think that's probably the case.
Yeah. There are people down there. They have never seen her. When she does go down there, it's a very controlled setting. And, you know, I do live in Jefferson County, and we've got issues up here and that aren't being addressed in areas like over in West Jefferson and, Fairfield. And Fairfield's a lovely place. The smaller communities, Bessemer, the crime in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And it is just a mess all over.
Well, it is. But I think it's important, and we're about out of time here now, but I think it's important that folks recognize they've got a Republican in this race. And it is too often the forgotten district. It's almost like too many politicos go ahead and look aside because they don't even think of this as one where Republicans are going to do well. But I got news. I was a county chairman in Etowah County. We used to be 100% Democrat. And by the time my tenure as the chairman was over, we had flipped every single seat in our county. It's an entirely red county now. And that can be done, just county by county, seat by seat, race by race. And I'm just glad you're in it.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I'm not in it for a career. This is my public service, and I'm ready to have people in office that have the right morals, the right values, the right outlook. I am there to serve a purpose, not as a career.
Well, and I think that's also appreciated. Listen, we gotta call it, but if folks want to find out more about you, you got a website you want to tell us about real quick?
Yeah, it's www.leidekerforcongress.com, and I have a Facebook page, Leideker for Congress, and Instagram,
and that's Leideker, L-I-T-A-K-E-R, correct?
L-I-T-A-K-E-R, yes.
All right. Robin, thank you. Good luck to you, and we'll catch up with you again sometime soon, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, listen, I ran long because I just wanted to give her an opportunity. Listen, you run a race, you run to win. And I don't hear any give up in that race right there. And I think it's fair for people to understand you've got a Republican running in a huge swath of this listening area who needs people to turn out and vote. Turn out and vote. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.